This is Stateside. I'm Lester Graham in for Cynthia Canty. Wayne State University is offering free tuition to those who graduate from high school as long as they live in Detroit. Joining us to explain the Heart of Detroit tuition pledge is Chair of the Wayne State University Board of Governors, Kim Trent. Welcome to the program.
Thank you, Lester. I'm so happy to be with you again.
Let's break this down a little bit about how it works. Any high school, public, private, charter?
Any high school, as long as the student lives in the city of Detroit.
So the school doesn't have to be in Detroit?
Correct.
Okay. You're asking students to enroll in something called Raise Me. Why?
Right. So Raise Me is awesome. I love this program. It is a it's an app that really teaches students great student success tricks or habits that they can learn to really help them on their college success path. So things like they get credit for things like running for student council, for things like taking a course that teaches them study skills, just the kind of things that have been proven to help students really succeed when they actually go to college. So these are things that they're doing as high school students, but you get micro scholarships. So say you run for student council, you might get a $200 micro scholarship, but you stack those things and it can add up to a couple thousand dollars, $3,000, $4,000. And it kind of builds in, it kind of gamifies the process of you, of a student doing things that are for their benefit that will help them as a student in college. It kind of makes it fun for them because it's something that you just have on your phone. You say, well, I have a few spare moments. I'm going to go read this article about how to best use the library when I'm in college. And then you get $50 toward your college tuition. So it's just a great program. And so the reason that they tied it to that is because, again, it's teaching you habits that are good for you as a student that will help you because, you know, our firm belief is as great as it is for us to have students enrolled at Wayne State, the only thing that matters is them getting their degree. So we want to build those great habits into our students even before they arrive on campus.
You're also asking them to complete the free application for federal student aid, better known as FAFSA.
This is what we call a last dollar scholarship, which means that we're going to stack whatever dollar. So, for example, we already have scholarships for people who have needs. You know, we have several needs-based platforms or scholarships that we have for students. We already have scholarships for merit-based scholars. We already have the Pell Grant. So we need you to do the FAFSA so we know what you qualify for. So if you qualify for the Pell Grant, we need you to get that money so that we can stack. So whatever you're qualified for, we want you to already have that as a platform so that whatever we have to put in through our tuition promise, we can just layer that on top of whatever you already qualify for.
What I hear you saying is this so-called last dollar money, after you've gotten all the grants you can, any scholarships you might be able to get, then whatever's left, the Heart of Detroit Tuition Pledge will cover, correct?
Correct.
Okay. So do you also have to take out federal student loans at the max before you're eligible?
Absolutely not. So loan is a bad word. You can take loans if you want to. If you want a loan for your housing or you want to take a loan for
maybe books or something like
books
that.
Or yeah. Something like that. You can take a loan, but we really don't want you to have to take out loans for tuition and fees at all. So no, we are not asking you to take out loans. But, you know, again, it would give you the flexibility to do that. You know, some people want to have that on-campus experience. So if you want to take out a loan so that you can live in on-campus housing, we're really excited. We just cut a ribbon on 800 new apartments at Wayne State. On-campus living somehow does boost student success. You could use, instead of using your loan to pay for tuition, you can use it for that purpose. So it does not exclude you from using loans if you want to. You just have to use them.
Aren't there any income limits?
No, and that's the other thing that's really, so this is really exciting for middle class. And I think this is a boom for the city of Detroit because I think the Kalamazoo promise was great for Kalamazoo because it attracted a lot of middle class families who saw the value of moving back to Kalamazoo because they got this bonus of being able to get free tuition for their their children. And so there is no income limitation. So if you have a middle-class kid who might be kind of a marginal student, right now you're probably going to have to pay full fare for him or her to go to college. Because if he's a C student and you're making, you know, upper-middle-class dollars, you're not going to get any merit scholarships and you're not going to get any needs-based scholarships. And because of that, you know, you're on the hook for the whole thing. Well, with this scholarship, we're taking your family off the hook. You would get all of the tuition and fees paid for. So it's especially attractive for middle-class families, and it is. It's for everybody. It's for, you know, families who are low-income, and it's for, you know, everyone else who lives in the city of Detroit.
How long have you been thinking about this program?
Well, this is something, you know, we are really committed to our urban mission. We recognize that Wayne State, we're a state university. We care about students all over the state of Michigan. But we are unique in that we are an urban university. So we've been trying to come up with more strategies. I mean, we particularly for the city of Detroit, we've seen our enrollment from Detroit decline in recent years. I think there are a number of factors. And first of all, as you know, just demographically, there are fewer students who are eligible to go to college just because there are fewer babies that were born 18 years ago. So there are fewer available students. There's a lot more competition for those first-time college attendees. You know, if you go up and down Woodward Avenue, you see flags from Grand Valley and Michigan and Michigan State. Everybody's coming here and grabbing. I think at one point somebody realized that this is where all the, you know, Southeast Michigan is where all the people are. So there's a lot more competition. And so, you know, Wayne State has always been kind of the hometown college. And I think we've just decided we wanted to really be a lot more aggressive about keeping particularly our Detroit students here. And we want to be more aggressive about not just keeping them here and having them go to Wayne State, but making sure that they complete their degrees.
Let's talk about that for a moment, because Wayne State University is a public college. It gets state funds. Its board is elected statewide.
Mm-hmm.
Why is Wayne limiting this program to only students from Detroit?
If you look at our student body now, we mainly draw from Southeast Michigan already. If you look at the proportion of students who come to Detroit, I think we're underrepresented with Detroit students right now. And if you look at like a university like the University of Michigan, they have incentives for students from the Upper Peninsula able to come to U of M because they're underrepresented. There is precedent for when a university feels like they're underrepresented in certain geographic regions for them to say, you know, we need to, you know, pick up more students from this part of it. And I think there is we have an urban mission, and we're located right in the heart of Detroit. I can't think of anything more appropriate than making sure that we are proportionately bringing in Detroit students and making sure that they succeed on our campus.
So big picture, what are you hoping this will mean long-term for the university and the city?
Well, I think it's a game changer for the entire region and for the state, because I personally am, I have to admit, you know, I know that there's a lot of talk about, you know, the governor has talked about her 60 by 30 initiative to try to make sure that we have 60% of Michigan residents having a post-secondary credential by the year 2030. It's so important when you look at states, particularly in the Great Lakes region, that are thriving. They're states that have really made college attainment a goal. And that's what we need to do here in the state of Michigan. We need to recognize that the jobs of the future, you know, we saw when we tried to attract national job platforms. People wanted to come. People were looking for location, and we couldn't really compete. And part of the reason they said why is because of talent. So we have to develop more talent in our community, and a big part of that is having more college graduates. And so, you know, Detroit is underrepresented as it relates to college graduation. And so we want to make sure that we're doing our part at Wayne State. Wayne State has always really served that role. I think that in recent years, we have not served it to the best of our ability, and this is a way for us to course correct.
Kim Trent is the chair of the Wayne State University Board of Governors. Thanks for explaining the Heart of Detroit tuition pledge to us.
Thank you. We're really excited about it.